Harper Audio presents Nevertheless, a memoir by Alec Baldwin. This is the author. This book is dedicated to my future, the only place where any possibilities lie, to my wife, my children, and all our moments together, which are a dream come true. Preface. I like to daydream about having a different kind of life. I've wanted to open a stationery store because I was obsessed with fine writing paper, boxed note cards with images of fine art from museums, and exquisite pens. That was on Monday. Or a store that sold antique clocks, specifically alarm clocks or mantel clocks. I had a fetish for antique travel alarm clocks, where the clock folded itself turtle-like into a pretty case from Hermès or Jaeger LeCoultre. That was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'd be the warden of a prison, because I thought that was a powerful way to reach some of the most forgotten people. I'd help those who had done wrong and were actually caught, and put away by those of us who, by God's grace, were neither caught nor punished. Come Thursday, I was sure it was an art gallery in Chelsea, one of those places in the West 20s. I'd live in London Terrace and walk to work every day. I'd travel to Europe, buying and selling acclaimed art. But on Friday, I wanted to be a teacher. I'd hide away behind ivy walls and teach literature or film studies. Or I'd become a lawyer and prosecute those who abuse power, making the bad guys tremble at the sound of my name. Then Saturday forced me to admit that I wanted to relax.